Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 65 with little hot dog.
Damn, I can't put this fucking little baby joint in my mouth compared to this big old pecker.
Speaking of big old peckers, this just in. Dalton has a horse cock.
Is this where we're starting the episode at?
Yes. With your fat, disgusting cock, you fucking freak of nature.
That's why you don't get laid, dude.
You literally don't get pussy because your dick is way too big. This man pulled it out, and I swear to God, my dog cowered. She's blind and deaf, and she was just like, oh God, the enormity.
Do you want to see it?
I swear
pull
she
out your
too.
Fat fucking elephant cock. You disgusting freak.
Did she gulp or is that you, Todd?
Hold on.
We're going to need a bigger boat.
Gulp.
Where's that big lens? We're going to need to find that big lens. I can't find that big lens. You know what? Here, I'll just leave that for a minute. Don't worry. It's not too intrusive.
You're doing way too much just for you having, like...
That did not work.
You have a disgusting elephant cock, Dalton. We all know it. This man sat... Mm-hmm. No, shut up.
Cut that part.
Shut up. This man sat at the gym last week. And I swear to God, his dick must have been between his butt cheeks because his ass print was there. And then there was like a 2-foot pole extending from his ass print.
Well, you know, they say people... I don't even know what the fuck I was going to say. I sparked this joint and I immediately lost my fucking train of thought.
White wrestling fans might be retarded, but they also might have horse cocks.
Yeah.
Is that where you were going with that, Mike? Retarded people have enormous penises?
Well, the wrestling part was kind of funny because I'm going to reiterate that. I don't have a big dick, so I somewhat watch wrestling.
You're not a true fan, then. I am somewhat retarded. I'm in the gray area of both spectrums.
At least I don't have an extra chromosome.
Would you like to double and pass it on?
Yes. Give it to Dalton.
Do you want to hit it?
No, I'm all right.
K-Love going to be starting this game.
Wow.
Yeah, in like 2 hours.
So,
game two tonight.
This is going to be the shortest finals of all time, I think. This is going to remind me a lot of 07. If you remember 07, it was Spurs swept Cleveland.
Yeah, because LeBron somehow got to the finals.
Nuggies in four. That's all I'm
with
saying.
With that shit team.
Yeah, it's looking like it.
Nuggies in four. I might buy
it. You know what? No.
I might buy
I'm
a
sticking to my
jersey.
Guns. I'm sticking to my guns. Heat in five. Heat in five.
You're retarded.
Heat in five.
Tyler Hero's not even playing.
This just in.
They made it without him.
Barely.
This just in. Dalton might be fucking retarded.
He's a Bulls fan. What do you expect? He's still living in the 90s. Not See, even late 90s, that. Early 90s.
I'm going to end up sitting in that chair every fucking week, because every person who sits there looks bigger than both of us.
What? The one I'm sitting in?
Yeah, like on camera. Whoever we have sit there always just looks bigger
so
than us.
So everything looks
of us.
Bigger
He
here,
doesn't
right?
look bigger than us. We're fine. Mike is just bigger than you.
So is everything bigger in this chair? I'll whip my dick out right now.
Why does my head look so much bigger than my body?
Because you were literally built like George Lopez.
I was going to say Peter Dinklage if he was...
NBC, give me a show.
I was going to say Peter
I'll
Dinklage.
I'll take all the money you give me.
If he's a full-grown man.
You could be Ernie.
I'd be Ernie.
Todd could be Ernie. Mike could be, you could be the mom.
I could see Mike being a spicy Latina.
Yeah.
Arriba.
Sriracha.
Guatemala.
We're going to have to cast the rest of it using GBD podcast.
Jimmy
guests.
Fucking Chongas.
We'll have Huddy as Max.
So he falls asleep?
No, because Max was, you know.
Wasn't Max
gay?
A heroin addict?
No, he was like the goofy son.
Oh. Yeah.
So he was gay.
Yeah, he wasn't gay. And then we can
Michael,
have...
just because you want your kid to be gay doesn't mean you can make Huddy gay. God.
I mean, I thought he was. Oh, that's steroid use. My bad.
Noah could be Carmen. My disappointment of a daughter.
I could see it.
That would actually be pretty funny.
We'll make Jocelyn be the grandma, whatever her name is.
she's not a guest on the podcast, but sure.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Yeah. Sure. She, yeah, well, she doesn't exist.
Yeah, she could be grandma that...
Ooh, grandma.
Who yells from Angie? The other room. Who could be Angie?
Al.
Al?
Yeah.
Al's going to be Angie.
Wait, what's Kaywood going to be?
Kaywood... Oh, shit.
Oh, Kaywood could be...
He would have to be... who's George's best friend in the show?
That's
because it's like a random white guy. Oh fuck! I thought it was.
He could be who's Angie's dad? With the mustache. That...
Dude, this is a deep.
Hey, Chico.
You know what? That guy.
I don't think you can do that.
I mean,
it's a direct quote from the show. What are we talking about? I'm quoting the show.
It's just a quote, right?
It's just a quote. What are we? Why are we getting offended? What are we getting offended by?
Don't burn me. Move your hand. God.
We should have switched seats.
Yeah. And your mom should have switched birth controls.
After or before, Dalton?
Before.
I hate you both. But anyways. Yeah. Al could be Angie.
Yeah.
Kaywood could be, I can't remember the dad's name.
Jorge.
Vic.
Okay.
That was his name.
I was going to say Jorge.
Okay.
Victor Palmero, I think was his last name. Yeah.
Dude. And then,
yeah. Me and George Lopez, I could name every character on that show. Isn't this crazy?
And there goes 7 minutes for Dalton's retardation.
And your mom could be...
What? What do you got to say, boy?
Your mom could be Ernie's mom, because you're Ernie, you know?
Yeah.
We're going to have to get your mom a fat suit, though. Your mom's not that big, so.
Bye. So I
like, if we get your mom a sumo costume, you know, that'd be crazy.
Don't do that to my mom. She's already like 5'2". Leave her alone.
I mean, you're going to have to also...
Starting to fuck some shit up in? Yeah, no, that sounds like a bad idea. She's laying out Todd immediately. I can see it.
That's my goal.
As funny as it would be...
I'll fucking hip toss her little ass. Take I swear him! To God.
As funny as it would be, I just want to see it.
If we
just got that knee replaced, she's really wanted to test it out.
You know what? If we get to 50K subscribers, we're going to have Todd fight a sumo wrestler.
Oh, God.
I'll buy it. I'll buy it for your mother, dude, as long as she can lay you out.
We'll all put on sumo costumes.
I thought we were going with his mom still doing that. That'd be fucking hilarious.
No, we'll get her one. We'll get you one. We'll get me one. We'll get one for Todd's girlfriend. We'll get one for...
Dude, give me like a
for everyone in Todd's life, your dad, your stepdad, niece and nephew, little ones for your niece and nephews, and then we'll all gang up on you and beat you Samoan wrestling style. Or sumo wrestle.
Or give me like the style. Bubble boy bubble. Let me run around in that bitch like a hamster. I'll run over Todd.
I'm going to give him the Rikishi. Go ass first, right into his face.
You would look good in a thong, though.
Don't you? You usually are going ass first into most guys.
He does look good in a thong, too, doesn't he?
I'm pretty good at boxing out. Thank you. That was a nice compliment you gave me, actually, there. Yeah, I know. My rebounding skills are impeccable. I've been told that before.
I mean, I'll do this. Wait,
you know what? I'll give you a compliment since you gave me a compliment, okay? You're not horrible. At dribbling a basketball. There you go. There it is. Like basic dribbling, you're pretty good at.
Shut the fuck up. I swear to God.
Here, I got you.
I'm small, I got you. Actually white.
Here, I got you. Okay, what?
I'm small, actually white, Manu Ginobili.
You are Ginobili if he was a cancer patient. That's what you are.
Or autistic.
I'm sure you'd be better if he was autistic, though.
I was about to say, now. I think lefties are usually more intelligent, but then we have one right next to us. So.
Hey, fuck you.
You know what? There's probably a right-handed Mike somewhere in the world, and he's probably 10 times dumber than Mike.
Yeah.
I would bet money on that.
So right-handed people are the fucking worst.
Can we find the right-handed Mike?
Good fucking luck.
We should find the right... Okay. If you know the right-handed mic, email us at goingbackdoor@gmail.com.
So fun fact, my dad's name is Mike.
We already found him. Never mind.
Is he right-handed?
Is he dumb?
Unbiased opinion, Todd.
He's not the smartest. He's not the sharpest crayon in the box, if you know what I'm saying.
That killed you internally, didn't it?
I feel like we're gonna have to do a full on like basic math, basic reading.
Hey guys, look, lesbians.
Have Mike take it first, and then have like, women's softball.
Hey man, those baseball pants make their booties look nice.
I was gonna say, I am
but the camel
mad at
toe in the front,
players.
God damn.
Okay,
you guys are fucking dogs. You know, at least Hitler cared about Germany or something, right, guys? Come on.
Somewhat.
Damn, that winked.
I mean, still the best softball player ever is Jenny Finch. Tell me I'm wrong.
I don't even know who that
I
is.
I have no idea
what?
Who it is, but I assume she has a massive ass, too.
Olympic gold medalist softball pitcher?
There's Olympic softball?
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's the second thing I watch in the Olympics.
Besides what? The men's fucking high dive?
No, basketball. I watch that. And
I'm just saying, I like watching the women's small weight judo. You know. It's fucking exciting.
You called us perverts? Come on now.
No, it's not even pervy. They just fucking go after it harder than everyone else, and they're all like really small and fast. It's pretty cool.
Wait, why are we watching a softball game now?
Fast? Do they remind you of something? Back me up on this, Mike. Does small and fast remind you of something, Todd?
My dick.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
all right, don't worry.
We're talking about Todd.
It reminds you of something.
Oh, we're talking about Todd. I thought we were talking about me.
My dick is smaller than a shrimp. Your dick is bigger than a blimp.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. We're going to set somebody up to be disappointed one day.
If you're out there, I guarantee he's got a fat cock.
You want to run that risk? Go ahead.
Or my name isn't Robert.
Yeah, well,
it is.
I don't fucking know that, Mike. Shut up.
Oh, now they do.
Wake up, penetrator. Get some W in your cup. W, brother, isn't... Jitterless, sugarless energy drink brought to you by W.GG. And it's packed good with caffeine and other goodness to just wake you up and put a real kick in your pants to start your day. If you know what I'm saying. Brother.
Yeah, it tastes good.
The lovely flavor we have in said cup is Galaxy Grenade.
How long have I been asleep?
Hours.
I've been up.
Cooking, brother.
Did we finish the podcast?
I did. I don't know about you, but I had W in my cup, so I stayed wide awake the entire time. I felt sharp, but not on edge. And that's a good distinction with your uppers in your life, folks.
I think I fell asleep during a UFC rant.
Possibly. That is usually a going back door exclusive, is me ranting about the UFC being shit, even though I love it.
Are we in the middle of an ad?
Yeah, we're doing an ad right now, brother, for W.
Oh, yeah. What do you got here?
That is the Galaxy Grenade, brother. That is one of the wonderful flavors brought to you by W. And I know other people are asking, like, do they make any other potential flavors besides...
What other flavors do they have?
They have a wonderful Calo Cream, friend.
Do you have any?
The
fuck did this come from?
A gift from the Dubby Gods, that's what it is.
I guess.
Calio Cream. It's a mango orange dreamsicle concoction packed to the brim.
I definitely didn't throw this to myself. I don't know where this came from.
With goodness. I know we didn't throw it to ourselves, Dalton. It was a gift from the Dubby Gods.
Dubby Gods?
The Dubby Gods.
No.
And that is GBD Pod.
Well, as the late great Biggie Smalls once said, WWW, can't you see? Sometimes you're caffeine just awakens me. You know? So, maybe I need more. Maybe I'll be more awake.
If you take enough, you might see Biggie Smalls.
WWW, can't you see? All these other hosts don't fuck with me. I have murdered Dalton. So yeah, GBD Pod for 10% off
shit.
Your entire W order, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm definitely awake now.
W is a cheaper alternative to the powdered G Fuel. It is delicious, tastes great. Jitterless energy, folks, that is brought to you at a level and stable delivery system. Ooh. It's more like the time release Adderall instead of just railing the motherfucker, you know?
It's making me cry, I'll tell you what.
The W's so good you cry about stuff. It.
It's good stuff. What was the promo code again?
GBD Pod for 10% off your entire W order at W.GG. GBD Pod. For 10% off.
Isn't there also a quick link on the website?
Fuck, there might be a quick link on the website. GBD goingbackdoor.com.
Yeah, goingbackdoor.com. They should check that out too.
Yeah, there's a nice link there that can take you to the lovely W.GG. GBD Pod for 10% off. GBD Pod.
You think we should send it back to the episode?
I think we should potentially. Take it back to the show.
One more thing. Sing it with me. WWW, can't you see? Todd, you should have a kid named Adolf.
Do it. Do it.
Bro.
For the bit.
I'm not ready for delicate children. I was playing with my niece and nephew at a family reunion, and I picked my nephew up by his feet and swung him onto a little bounce house. That was cool. He's like, let's do it again. And I was like, all right. I picked him up by his armpits and just yeeted him at like full force. I didn't realize kids are fucking top heavy. Uh-huh. So this little motherfucker just starts barrel rolling backwards, lands head back, knee right to the fucking chin.
What was the first thing he said?
I was just like, oh, Jesus. There was a small girl that was there. The first time I met her, she yelled, God damn. It was hilarious.
Jesus.
The small little Hispanic girl just said, God damn. Hilarious. Well,
yeah, your family reunion, there's...
Yeah.
Who?
It was on my mom's side. They didn't know who I was.
Huh.
Mm. They're still trying to figure that part out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who is that creepy pedophile kid?
I picked my niece and nephew up from the church. They went to vacation Bible school or whatever.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I went inside to pick them up. They were eating lunch. I sat there for like 10, 15 minutes before someone walked up to me and was like, you're the uncle, right? It's like, no, I'm just some random creepy dude that you let in here.
Yes. You should have really thrown him off and been like, I'm Jesus Christ himself.
You guys are better than Catholics. That's what you should have said.
Or just really scared him and said, Allah Akbar.
Especially as white as you are. Jacket. As white as you are, yeah, that'd be funny. That's Soviet Union, bro.
I know it
bro.
Is.
No religions.
I don't have anything. Oh, wait. It's the closest I've got. It's the closest I've got.
Hallelujah is Arabic.
Okay, well, there we go.
You're welcome.
There we go. What about this?
Fuck that!
Is that Arabic?
Wait,
I think I heard this verse in the
Fuck
Bible.
Fuck all! Size the prize! It's Gate the Clock, motherfucker! It's you!
Is that in the Bible?
Yeah, it's always gains a clock in the book of Waylations.
That was horrible.
Waylations, like...
Oh. Yeah, I get it, right. But it was horrible.
You guys are dicks. All right.
Bible jokes suck. Thank you, Dalton. Can I get one, too? Shawshank Redemption, that bitch.
I didn't want you to feel left out.
Why? Wait, what the fuck? We're getting Alfa Romero commercials in America now?
Right.
Who's Alfa Romero?
It's a fucking car brand, you retard.
Oh, it's probably coming to the U.S. and it's probably going to be stupidly expensive.
I thought it was another rapper.
Yeah, they're really nice. Really nice cars.
Where are they from?
Italy.
Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Why the fuck are the Italians bringing their shit over here?
I mean, we got Fiat. Oh,
that's what we need, another shitty car. The Italians don't know how to make
You know
beautiful.
What Fiat stands for?
Fucking gay.
Fix it again, Tony.
Because it's always a guy named Tony because it's Italian. Yeah, I ash on you like I ash on all my bitches.
Listen here, you motherfucker.
Hey, you're within sodomizing range.
I'll fuck you. I swear to God. I will fuck you.
Don't you start stealing my threats.
I will literally bend you over and fist you with my 12-inch cock, okay?
That's not fisting, that's fucking.
Delivering the minivan.
You want to be next?
I'm going to get you from behind. What are you talking about? I heard you got them hemorrhoids, boy.
He's going to hit him with the bop, bop, bop.
We're going to have one giant gay fuck circle going.
It's going to be a fuck train, buddy.
Wow.
I hope everyone's dick does right angles.
This is going to throw us back to the ham party of 2023.
Speaking of throwing it back, Dalton, what are you doing with all that fucking meat?
Your mother.
Motherfucker, you're the one that was like, no, no more fucking your family jokes, you son of a bitch. I swear to God.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
I bet you. I know where you got that dick. Your fucking dad, bro. Fucking fat cocked freak family.
Okay, only positive things. That's positive, you know?
You guys are like the oblongs, but your dick too long. All right, that was obscure niche reference you guys didn't get. You never saw The Oblongs, I'm sorry. Someone out there is going to get that.
Oh, don't worry, I have a laugh track for you.
I love it.
There you go. Every time you fail at a joke, I'm just going to play that. How about that?
It's my own laughter. I love how you pick some random black guy. You pick some random black guy.
I love it. It's you and Cody.
Yeah.
Oh, here.
I love it.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Throwing both of ours?
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. So what did we have on the here list? The here list. Oh.
Monty Williams went to the Pistons for a historic contract. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Well, reminds me of the first segment we have actually for the show. Actually, Todd, if you give me a minute here.
Okay, all right. Monty Williams was signed to the Detroit Pistons after leaving the Phoenix Suns as our coach, which they fired him for no fucking reason.
So, wait. So
because he couldn't get her done.
For this week?
I would definitely 100% give the CTE award to the Phoenix Suns.
And it's not working.
What happened?
Nope, that's cool.
It just went black screen. It's okay. Well, did you move it to the front, or did you, like, make it the only screen?
No, we're
back. It's not right, working.
Never mind.
That's not working. Never mind.
The graphic broke. I'm sorry.
You know what? We'll throw it in afterwards. You know what? Redo that. We'll cut it out. It's fine. Yeah, do a little rewind.
All right.
Here. I got it. Right here, Dalton. Right here. We're putting. Okay.
You're not going to do that.
You go ahead and deliver.
I love how you're making me do this again, even though
CT
I know you're
awards.
Not
okay. Now go ahead.
All right. This week for the CTE
Award. Are you going to do the voice?
This week for the CTE Awards, we're going to nominate the Phoenix Suns for being absolute fucking retards. They fired Monty Williams even though he didn't make them lose in the playoffs. It was weak-ass DeAndre Ayton. That guy doesn't belong on an NBA floor. Send him to Taiwan. I forget the guy we signed, but it wasn't a very good guy. So that was also
Frank Vogel.
Frank fucking Vogel. Frank ain't done shit. Suck a cock in a Millennium Vogel. Didn't do shit. But yeah, we hired him. So that's fucking cool. We also got, you know what? On top of that, guys, we also have the highest paid assistant coach. Isn't that fucking cool?
What's his name?
Nick fucking Young.
What did he do?
Cheat on Iggy Azalea.
Give me that. Swaggy. Wait, what?
Wait, you guys didn't know that?
Nick Young?
Oh.
That Nick Young?
Yeah.
That Nick Young?
No, it's not that Nick Young. I'm sorry. It's a white Nick Young. It's a white Nick Young, folks. I was just making a joke.
Dude, you had me fucked up for a second. Stop that shit.
I was looking forward to that,
so,
actually.
So, do you guys remember where Gilbert Arenas broke into Nick Young's house?
Yes.
One of the funniest things to ever see.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a future CT award.
Okay. Where we got it?
Because
if you say the Bulls, Dalton, it's a fucking nonstop thing. You should get it every week.
It's going to happen. Okay.
And the Bulls still haven't done shit.
This offseason is going to be the CTE ward of the Bulls upper management. Because here's what they need to do. I'm going to give you the rough plan I have of what the Chicago Bulls need to do to turn this ship around. Okay. Number one. Draft is in, what, a month or something like that?
Yes, sir.
Shortly after the finals.
Yes, sir.
Shortly after the finals are done, you need to make a trade with Portland. Okay? Trade with Portland. You're going to send them Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball for that third pick. Okay? You're going to get probably Jurcik or whatever his name is that they have, the big dude, right?
Yeah.
That'll cover up the money situation. Yeah. Okay? Look, yeah. Sub on 2K. We're fine. So you get those two. You trade them. You get Jurcik and the third pick. Okay? It's going to happen. Portland's dumb. They'll fall for this. Okay? Second thing you're going to do. You're going to take that third pick. You're going to draft Scoot Henderson. Okay? That is going to be your point guard. You have your point guard right there.
Okay, Mr. Mackey.
Okay? We got your point guard right there. You're going to then trade DeMar DeRozan to another dumbass franchise called the Los Angeles Clippers. Okay?
Okay?
They're going to send you a whopping five picks because they're retarded.
Okay?
Okay? You understand? You understand what I'm saying here?
No, I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying, brother?
Do you know what I am saying?
Jesus, man!
Do you know what I'm saying? Okay?
Yes, I do know what you are saying. You don't have to keep asking.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I had to do the Butters voice.
They're gonna send you five picks because they're retarded. And then, the third thing, free agent begins. Yes, it stinks. You're going to have to blow up the roster here. Free agent's going to begin, and you're going to get involved in a sign and trade for Vucevic, okay? You're going to get something back for him. It's not going to be a lot, but you're going to get something back, okay?
No, you're not.
Something small. Just something. I would be okay if he goes back to Orlando and you just get our pick back.
Get Wendell Carter Jr. back.
I would be okay with that. Okay?
You're stupid for trading him anyway. So,
next year's starting lineup, if you do this, this is your starting lineup. And this isn't going to be a great starting lineup, so don't think I'm thinking, oh, we're going to win a championship next year. Okay? You're going to have Scoot Henderson at point guard. You're going to have...
Okay. Go ahead.
Kobe White at shooting guard.
Ew.
Okay? You're going to have Patrick Williams at small forward. Or no,
ew.
No, you're not going to have Patrick Williams at small forward. We are going to give experience to either... You're either going to put Io or...
He's a two at most, bro. What do you
Darnell
mean?
Darnell Terry.
Why aren't you running Io at the one?
Because...
Scoot is not better than him at the point guard.
Scoot is the third pick, right? He is the future pick we want to put our effort into.
Mm-hmm.
We're not winning. We're just trying to get experience.
Why don't you just try and get Wimbiyamba from the fucking Spurs?
Yeah, then let
Spurs.
Him run the two and let Io get
Spurs
experience.
Spurs are not going to trade that pick.
Because Io's going to be your backup point guard.
Pop's not going to stay
Scoot
forever.
Develops more.
Yes. That's why we're going to throw him into that starting spot. And we're either... Okay. You know what? Let me... You got a good point here. Scoot at point guard, Io at two. Okay? So then he has that backup of somebody that has experience. Kind of like they did with Derrick Rose and Kirk Heinrich back in the day.
Yeah.
Okay?
It didn't work.
Small forward... You're going to have to be running kind of a small lineup here.
Hey, it did kind of
but
work.
But Danelle Terry is going to be your small forward. He's 6'7". He can pass a little bit. He can shoot a little bit. We're also going to have him develop. Patrick Williams at four. And then five is probably going to be the dude you get from Portland, Jurcik, or whatever, however you pronounce his fucking
by
name.
By grace of God, if you get him, yeah.
If you don't get him, I guess you could go full balls to the wall on trying to suck and just put that fucking... Simenovich or whatever his name is.
Son of a bitch?
Might as well be. He sucks. That you drafted a few years ago. You could put him at center. Bring him up from the G League.
No, this lady's
see
a lefty.
What happens.
A lefty, and she has a sick changeup. Did you see that, dog?
That
shit dropped like 6 inches. That was wild. Okay. All right. Sorry. We're actually watching softball now.
Way better than anything the White Sox have done all season.
Dude, they just swept the Tigers with a walk-off grand slam by Jake Berger. This dude's related to Donnie Berger, bro.
Is he related to Dr. Berger? Because that guy was a Nazi.
Probably.
Hey, did you guys know
white.
Dalton's a Holocaust denier?
Dude is white.
Awkward. So, yeah. Bulls are going to suck next year.
So you don't think 6 million?
But I think, you know, no, they shouldn't give anybody 6 million next year. Honestly, I think they should all get fucking coupons. McDonald's.
You want like a list of names?
Sons of bitches. Yes, I want a list of names. That's wild. Of who put us in this fucking position. Oh, wait, I probably already do have one. Okay.
Adolf?
It's very short. Jerry Reinsdorf, Gar Forman, John Paxton, the new guys, Karn Chovis and fucking Eversley. I'd also like to put blame on fucking Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
What the fuck? What?
that old guy that was in the 90s that was their GM. I want to blame Phil Jackson for the position we're in at this point. I also want to blame huge shout outs to the motherfucker, the piece of shit, okay? The guy that sucks balls.
Steve Kerr?
Fucking Max Strus. We're putting blame on him, too. Max Strus is to blame for the Bulls sucking.
He's on the
And heat. Lowry Markkanen. Lowry Markkanen can suck my dick from the back,
Why?
Too.
Why? Because he turned to Larry the Legend yes. Markkanen yes. after he left? Dude, I swear to God.
He didn't turn into it right after he left. He went to Cleveland, which nobody can fucking good in Cleveland. Except for fucking Donovan Mitchell somehow.
Or LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James isn't a real person. He's a fictional character from Space Jam 2.
So is Michael Jordan. So what about Michael Jordan from the first one?
He was also a fictional character.
Yeah, you didn't see that guy go all stretchy arm?
Good point.
Right?
Good point.
I got him. I fucking got him. UFC, nothing cool has been happening. It's been pissing me off. None of the title fights I want are coming.
Yet.
My balls was hot.
Indeed, my balls was hot.
So, UFC,
wait,
not a whole lot going
next
on.
Weekend.
What?
Nunes is fighting next weekend.
I don't give a fuck. She's going to maul the girl.
You tell me you're still not going to watch it with a hard on?
Yeah, I'm Amanda Nunes fan. Yes, I'm going to watch the fight, but I know she's just going to beat the shit out of that girl. I might put $5 on it. Fuck it. Run a parlay. See if I can get some money out of it. That'd be cool.
Todd, you should...
If she's going to be the favorite, you have to pay a lot of money just to win.
No, no. The part with the parlay, you guess every fight for the card. Mm. And if you're right, you get a lot of money.
Mm. Who dat?
Oh, shit.
Cops?
No. Some faggots outside.
Is it Al?
No.
Oh, damn it. I got real happy. I was no, like, oh, shit.
It's just some schmuck.
Okay. All right.
What else do we have on that bitch-ass list?
Did you talk about the Bulls' potential offseason?
I just
moves?
Did that!
No, you just bitched. Okay.
Same thing.
Dalton might be developing a little bit of an alcohol problem, and it's probably the most single white mom shit I've ever heard.
It's taken care of. Don't worry. We're fine.
He's been drinking a lot of wine recently.
I don't have a drinking problem, okay?
You're a fucking single white mother with... like three children at
How
home.
Much did he drink last night?
How do you
night?
Feel?
Three bottles.
Oh my fucking
three
God,
for each
dude.
Kid you have said no.
Yeah.
One for each fucking pet you take care of.
I went hard in the paint last night. It was fucked.
That's.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to GBD Shop ad here on your favorite podcast.
Going back to work. Shut the front door. It's going back door.
What do we got on the going back door website?
We have a fucking hat.
Shop page.
We have trucker hats.
Complete with a nice little piece of ribbon across the front like the old school truckers used to wear. And like the late great Biggie Smalls, we have t-shirts. And on top of t-shirts... we have mugs.
Shut the front door. It's going back door. It's our the nice slogan that we're running here for the penetrators.
Yeah, they could have looked better, but whatever. Anyways, yeah, the shirts are great. The hats are good. We couldn't afford to buy multiple for both of us. So buy more or buy some. And
maybe I'll put a shirt on.
Support us. Maybe Todd will put away his nipples.
All three of them.
And I'll put away my hairline. as the late great Justin Timberlake once said, "We're bringing sexy back."
Yeah,
with GBD shop at goingbackdoor.com. So check that out; you'll love it.
And like the late great Kobe Bryant.
Oh God, here we go.
You won't be able to hear women say no while wearing a GBD pod acquired hat.
Because you won't hear them over your awesomeness.
Exactly. You won't be able to hear them over your clout.
Chains are not included.
Yeah. Basically, Ja Morant should just buy one of our shirts instead of waving a gun on Instagram.
Okay.
Then black people back might respect him. Back to the episode. That's my boy. Just like me the other night, I almost killed an entire bottle of whiskey by myself.
And woke up on the fucking shitter.
Yeah, I fell asleep on the toilet.
I did not do that. I stumbled into the kitchen last night, looked at my mom and dad directly in the face, and went, "I think I've had too much to drink." My dad went, "How much have you drank?" I'm like, "Well, I killed two bottles, and I almost killed a third." It's like, might be time for you to just go to bed. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, you're probably right, Dad.
And then I went in and proceeded to sit and play 2K until 11:30 at night. So
see, Fallout gets me every time I get like super drunk. I'll just sit there and mindlessly play Fallout until it crashes and cry about it. Because it always crashes.
Yeah, so does 2K.
Right? And it's, I never save it because I'm fucked up and I'm just like, hell yeah, dude, I'm just running around. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The folly of men.
You ever fantasy book on 2K on the Association?
Mm-mm. I never play the Association. I don't like it.
Dude. You still have your PS4, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
We can snuggle up in his bed right
now.
You
have 2K23 on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We should start our own online.
I only have one controller.
GBD.
Though.
No, online. Like, I'll have my account, and you guys have your own account, and we'll do like a. Do a season or whatever. 2K.
I only fuck around with like my player.
I think that would be way more fun if we had a group of people.
Potentially, yeah.
Like if we could get 30 people together to do a season.
Until 2K. I end up with a screaming match because I have a weird fixation on one player, yeah.
Well, I'm not going with the Bulls. Bulls roster sucks ass.
Yeah, no.
There's no saving it.
I'd say we go with the Suns, honestly. Suns roster, get rid
of it. No, we each get our own team.
Ooh.
We each get our own team.
It would be a competitive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, goddamn it. I would start sweating over that. Don't do that to me.
No, it'd be like fantasy, you know?
Give me Golden State.
Yeah.
You can have Golden State. That's fine.
It's a game I like playing.
That's fine. You can have Golden State. I'm going to have the Miami Heat, and I'm going to cheat week one and raise all their stat levels.
They just threw dollar bills on a chick after she hit a home run. That is fucked up.
Wait, really?
Yeah, they just showed a highlight of them throwing dollar bills. Tennessee, what the fuck are y'all doing? Why are you throwing dollar bills on a chick after she hits a home run, fam?
She might be a part-time stripper. That fucking softball ride might not be covering everything.
Oh, I doubt it.
Even though all these players and shit in college get fucking NIL deals now.
So after this, are we watching the women's volleyball tournament too? Or
we got 30 minutes until game.
Yeah, but we could fit a 30-minute women's volleyball match in, right?
No, we're not watching volleyball.
That is disgusting.
Because no matter... Right, the breaking balls are fucking sick on softball.
Well, that's a pop-up. That's good.
Easy peasy, get fucked, nerd.
Wow.
Yeah, take your dollar bills and retire for the fucking inning, you stupid bitch.
Yeah, we're definitely Team Oklahoma State.
Yeah, fuck Tennessee. They can suck my dick, too.
There is one girl in Oklahoma State. She's really fucking cute. She was hitting the first inning. I'm just saying. She looked very cute.
They're athletes. Leave them alone.
I don't give a fuck. She looks good in the uniform. Just saying.
No, did she have the heavies?
No, she's actually a small... She's probably like the second baseman or something.
Well, you lost my vote on that one. She's got to have the...
There's a girl on here that would be perfect for you, actually. She's on Tennessee.
What is she, retarded?
She might be on second base.
Is she the water girl?
That's the furthest I've ever been, second base.
Yeah, it's a girl on second base.
Mustang, Oklahoma. That sounds like a fucking shitty-ass place.
You know
It sounds like white trash.
I did, bro. I'm deciding not to acknowledge it because you can feel like it bombed. Now you know what I feel like when you don't laugh at a good joke I make, you fucking asshole. Isn't that good?
There, I got you laughing at me. You and Cody. It's fine.
You fucking slaver.
Hey, yo. Slavery was a choice then, Todd. I thought you said this.
I don't remember this.
That was direct. I think this was also a direct quote of yours.
They got tattoos and some nappy headed hoes there.
That was a direct quote from you two last
Michael
week.
Michael is considered a tattooed nappy headed hoe. Yes, sir.
I'm a hoe.
I call it as I see it, slut.
That's what.
Look at those holes in your ears. Those extra holes, bro. You're just the dirtiest of boys.
Does your girlfriend put a strap on and fuck those holes or?
She licks him.
I bet her fingers are small enough to, like, wiggle
like
in there.
Like, tongue full in?
She's done it.
Tongue full in the holes?
No, Dalton. She gets the strap on, puts her fingers in the holes, and then she's just, like...
Mouth fucking him?
Well, no, that's on the wall. It's already suctioned to the wall. That's part of the equation.
Oh, okay.
Part of the equation, obviously. And then she's got a tension rope tied to his ponytail up around her, and then it's hooked to the strap on. So when she thrusts, it gives him another pull.
I heard before she dumps a bottle of body lotion on him.
No,
and then
olive
sparkles.
Oil. Olive oil. Olive like oil. A slut. Like a dirty fucking slut.
She's got an apple in his mouth. And a dick somehow.
No, she likes horses, bro. She fucking I have ranch.
She puts a carrot in your mouth and then a carrot in your ass.
She's got a saddle that she doesn't sit on.
Does she give you sugar cubes out of the Pomeran?
Yes.
Does she ride you around the bedroom like a little whore?
Yeah.
Just gets you with the fucking whip thing they use. I forget what it's called.
I just imagine she's got a saddle on his back while she's fucking him. And then there's a midget on the saddle.
We have yet to bring a midget into the bedroom.
The midget's doing commentary.
Like the only way she does mish is if she's on her back and you have a saddle on and there's a midget on top of you whipping you the whole time. That's the only way she does mish, bro.
Oh my god! Just imagine that. Just imagine it, Mike.
Midget assisted mish.
I'm laughing my ass off. Because that's funny as fuck.
Midget assisted mish.
That's not even offensive. That's hilarious.
Oh my god. There's definitely K-pop playing in the background.
It's a song. It's just like the one that's been blowing up on TikToks or whatever. The one that's about like. Oh, god damn it. I wish I remember the words.
No one listens to Koreans, buddy.
Well, I saw Mike Perry dance to it. Now it's stuck in my head. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Gay.
Which, I fucking direct tweeted Elon Musk a screenshot of my stuff that got blocked. And I was like, dude, what the fuck? This doesn't violate your guidelines. And I didn't get a response.
He gives a shit?
Yeah, he should.
You think he gives a
shit? Yeah, I'm a big deal.
You're not a big deal.
I'm a fucking retard.
Todd, you're not a big deal.
You're not wrong.
Todd, you gotta come out of something first. Then you become a big deal.
Yeah, why don't you get your pecker cut off?
Look at Bruce Jenner.
You just gotta get fake tits, bro.
Turn that Audi to an innie. No, guys, I know the secret technique. White women have been doing this for years.
You gotta be black.
They, them pronouns.
You're gonna be a they, them?
I'm a victim too.
You could still also come out. That would actually help your...
I cracked the code. I got him.
You gotta come out of something and then do that pronoun shit
you're
talking
him.
About. Then you'll be a big deal.
I fucking got him. I don't know what you're talking about.
Do it for the bit.
I cracked the code, and I hit a dinger with it.
Just come out of something, do the pronouns, give Dalton the oil check since he's already leaning that way.
You're just asking for molestation today, bro. Get out of here.
You're not very open to it.
Nope. I'm a top, bro. Get out of here.
Says Mike's midget.
I'm taller than him.
Hey.
No, Mike's midget is a top. It's always on the saddle.
Hey. No, Peter Dinklage is the only one we're going to allow in. That's the only midget we allow.
Do you know how much that would fucking cost?
No,
you,
I'm thinking.
Do you know how much fame, how many favors I would have to cash in just to make that happen once?
You know what? I wanted to talk like Tyrion Lannister. I wouldn't give a fuck.
I was imagining
about your small pink cock.
Yep.
I was thinking Hornswoggle dressed up as Vince McMahon. Oh,
that's a good one too.
No, make him dress up as Chuck Liddell with the little Iceman shorts, the mohawk.
hilarious.
No, Vince
McMahon would be funnier because then the voice.
Or like improv.
Yeah, get in there. Fuck him. Yeah, fuck him.
He walks in like Vince McMahon does.
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
Take me to the son of a bitch. Hold him down. Hold him down. Let me get a chance at him. Let me get a swing at him.
Yeah, I'll give you $3 million if you fuck me right now in the ass. Yeah.
You're fired.
Wait, what?
That hurt my throat a lot, but I feel like I was killing that impression.
No, go ahead. What more you got? Well, let's think here. grab your ankles. Grab your ankles. Put them behind your head.
It's totally not even gay to jerk off the tranny porn.
I lost
my nigga.
What? That was perfect for what Todd just said, too.
I got got.
Yeah, you did.
I got got.
You walked into that one.
Oh my god.
No, he fucking ran into that bitch.
I wasn't expecting the racism to come out of this McMahon as I was trying to do the impression, guys. I'm sorry.
Holy shit. Oh fuck. That was Todd that said the N-word.
I did not. We have nowhere on camera.
No, definitely wasn't the soundboard.
We have nowhere on camera of me saying the N-word.
Bullshit.
No, 100% we don't.
No, definitely there is. Do you not remember?
Dalton, I get drunk a lot. Don't fuck with me.
You definitely said something.
I probably said super racy stuff, but I don't think I've ever said the N-word.
No, you've definitely said the N-word.
Nah, you're lying.
Yeah, you said it like last month at some point. Yeah.
Why are you gaslighting?
Yeah, you got
to blow. Dalton's trying to learn how to get laid from Andrew Tate, so he's trying to get on his gaslighting.
See, you got obliteratedly drunk, right?
Yeah. Yeah, as I do when I'm in your presence.
And then you took like 6 Xanax and then blacked out and started yelling the N-word repeatedly.
I would have known if I took 6 Xanax because I would have fast traveled.
You didn't, if I'm being honest. If I'm being honest, we did drug you. But that's the only crime we
did. I wish.
You committed a hate crime because you yelled the N-word 6 times at a black man. So, yeah, you called.
So, can you call
all our friends that are black and you yelled the N-word
on the page
repeatedly.
That video that I was talking about earlier, if I send that to you, can you get that embedded into the Patreon?
What?
The video with all the slurs that the little kid says after he throws a computer. I want that in the Patreon.
Yes, I can do that for you.
Let's go!
That can happen right. Tonight, actually.
I concede. I'm sure I've done some racisms.
Say one word right now.
Pussy if you don't.
Kikes run Hollywood.
No, that's not the one we're looking for.
We already know that anyway.
Oh, hey, that was a deep one.
You don't think I have hours of you saying shit like that? Come on now, brother.
Okay.
Here, I'll give you a sensor.
Yeah.
He definitely did say it there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I knew nothing.
Dalton, there's your girlfriend. Hold up. That's your ideal woman right
Hello?
There. Small
Hello?
Empire.
Oh, Mr. Obama. I'm sorry. Yeah, Todd did say the N-word.
I don't believe so.
Drone strikes. That seems unnecessary, sir.
Hey, we're not a Yemen wedding. Give me that. That was good.
He wants to talk to you.
Oh. Hey, Mr. Obama, I know you were like, if the gays can't get married, then there's no weddings, even in the Middle East. That was pretty not cash money of you, dog. Statistically, you have the highest amount of drone strikes, and everyone's like, oh, he was all about peace. Oh, that's pretty cool. He needs to hear it. Your wife looks like Guy Ferrari, but just black.
Rumor she's
From
a man.
2024.
Rumor she was a man.
I don't think so. Michelle Obama, I don't ever see the stuff where they're like, ah, oh, she's a trans woman. I don't see it.
Michelle Obama was a trans woman.
I don't see it, though.
Yeah, she was.
Allegedly.
No, she is.
How do you
so
know?
So, boys, hold it together. I need to go check my chicken.
You need to choke your chicken.
Yeah, I need to
check the chicken. I knew it was coming. My dick went inside of itself. That was terrifying. Oh my god, that one scared the shit out of me.
God damn it, I got it.
Oh,
he got you.
You know, Mike, do you remember last weekend? What happened last weekend? We were playing basketball.
You got hit in the dick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just remember that. No, I'm just reminding you that there's an ongoing thing where Todd hit me on the dick last weekend on accident, and I told him at some point I'm going to get payback. So I've been just waiting for the perfect opportunity. It's going to happen. He just doesn't know when or where or how. So it's going to be remarkable and amazing. And I have a perfect plan that involves quite an extensive things. First of all, I'm going to go into his kitchen, right? And I'm going to remove the sink. Okay? Secondly, he's going to come into the kitchen, okay? He's going to go, oh, fuck, where's my sink? And then he is going to turn around, and there is going to be a 4-foot-tall midget standing there with a barbed wire bat prepared to hit him in the nuts.
Hornswoggle!
He's going to take off running into the kitchen, and that is when a man in a Daffy Duck costume is going to pop up from where the sink once was in the cabinet, in the counter, and he's going to smack him in the face with a dildo, okay? Todd's going to stumble backwards and run right into, you guessed it, somebody dressed up as Betsy Ross to punch him in the nuts. So, that is my elaborate plan of hitting Todd in the nuts for this week. So, if you come home and your sink's gone, watch out for midgets, Daffy Duck, and somebody dressed up as Betsy Ross.
I'd be more worried about Betsy Ross, because that bitch should have been dead for, like, centuries.
Well, I was going to ask you, what size do you wear of Betsy Ross clothing? What size bonnet are you?
Extra large.
Extra large.
I got a big-ass head.
Big-ass head. All right.
Talking about my dick.
I'll have to start ordering that on Amazon. Yeah, Todd's playing with his chicken in there.
He's choking the chicken, man.
He's choking his chicken. He's... No, I'm sorry, Bryce. No, I'm sorry. This women's softball really got him going.
I mean, I want to choke my chicken. Look at that lesbian
You really
pitching.
Were. You really were. You're really into these...
This lady
She's
reminds
got
me...
them heavies.
Yeah, she also looks like a fucking woman that has a strap on attached to her right meow. What's next to this?
Yeah, you're just, you're hoping. That's hopeful wishes.
I mean, look at the bulge on that shit.
That's hopeful wishes.
That's a bulge right there, bro.
Well, you would be the one to identify a strap on a woman, yeah.
Either that or it's a dick, one of the two. They do a lot of transgenders to play in the opposite sports. Why do you get so quiet there? Because
that's
some real shit?
Mike, can we talk you to signing up for the WNBA?
That'd be better than Brittany Griner.
You're fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's pretty stupid, actually, dude. She's like 6'8".
Yeah, but she's stupid.
I'm giving your... I don't have $1 million, but I would bet $1 million that she would block your shit.
I'll just give her the old 1-2 fucking punt. I ain't gonna say the actual word.
Coward. You don't want to say cunt.
Yeah. I mean,
what are you afraid of? Todd said the N-word earlier. What are we talking about right now?
Yeah.
And you're afraid to say cunt. God.
Because Todd didn't say it with a hard R. He said it with the A.
No, he said hard R.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he said they need to get out, these blanks need to get out of my neighborhood.
Oh my God.
I was like, whoa, wow. Dude. That's crazy.
A little...
It was really weird when he looked right at Mike when he said it, but, you know.
He must have meant it. He must have meant it.
I mean,
that's how you feel about the neighbor kids?
I feel like he was trying to tell you something, yeah.
No.
Yes.
Wow.
Definitely, that's how you feel about the neighbor kids. In fact, we should go knock next door and let them know.
Just let them know I'm
you're
a piece of shit.
Did you know you're living right next to Adolf Hitler?
Direct descendant.
Hey, David Duke lives right next door to you guys. Did you know that?
You know Charles Manson, the guy who wanted to start a race war? His grandson actually is right next door.
You're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this. But the long, long descendant of...
Jeffrey Epstein
lives right next door. His son. His son
the
lives right next
illegitimate
door.
Illegitimate son.
Elstein.
Elstein. Yeah, Elstein is his name.
Yeah.
You just got to knock on the door. That's also his rap name, so don't get that confused.
Todd Elstein, yeah.
Todd Elstein, yeah.
Yeah, his...
You should go by... That should be your stage name.
Nope. No.
I mean...
We're rebranding. Are you
disappointed in your dad and your mom? Because Giselle was a nice lady. Yeah.
He's too pasty to be that be his mom, let's be honest.
Look at Epstein, though. He was pretty pasty. Come on now. Even all that time on the island, he was still pretty pasty.
That's where the pasty comes from, okay.
Yep. Hey,
if that really is your mom, it's kind of hot. I'm not gonna lie.
Wow, this just in: Dalton thinks pedophiles are hot.
Hey, Ghislaine Maxwell, pretty hot.
You can't even say her name right, can you?
I don't know how to say it. I completely thought I butchered it, but
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Here, I got it. That's how you pronounce it.
So you want to wrap this first episode up?
What are we at right now?
50 minutes.
We can go another 10. It's fine. What are you afraid of?
The finals getting ready to start, dickhead.
And everything, so yeah.
Plug. I got to start the rest of dinner. We got 20 minutes till game time.
Go ahead and do plugs.
20 minutes till game time?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Fuck Todd. GBD on fucking everything, including Instagram and Twitter. Nothing else. You're a stupid bitch. You think otherwise. Go to the shop. We have it.
Goingbackdoor.com. There is a drop-down link to get to the shop. There's also all the episodes are on the website. There's some stand-up from Todd. There's some stand-up from our good buddy Al.
You're never going to get any more stand-up until I release more. Just so you know.
Shut up.
We're
releasing all of Todd's clips weekly. So yeah, just go check that out. It's fun. It's a good time. All our socials are on there too.
Indeed.
If you don't feel like going on the website, you should. You fucking cowards.
Also go to Crackers any Thursday night. They have open mics. Yeah. It's a fun time.
Yeah. Remember promo code GBDpod at w.gg. Check them out. They're a fantastic product. We really fuck with them. They fuck with us.
Indeed. Cheetos Vodka.
Thank you, Mike. That was appropriate. Why are you plugging Tito's vodka?
Hold up. It's vodka for dog people.
Dude.
We need to try harder. I don't know.
Dude, are they sending us a check?
I don't know. I bought a bottle.
Do we have a promo code for them? We don't. Anyways, we love you. You got anything to plug, Mike?
Your butt.
Okay. I shouldn't have even asked. Anyways, we love you. Good night. Suck dicks. Fuck you. Eat my cock from the back.
If anyone scum, is still here with us,
fuck whores. Fuck you. Eat ass. Suck ass. And fuck your mother.
If you're still here with us, we do love it. We do love you. And we love the fact that you stuck around. Other than that, suck my dick from the back, you stupid fucking bitch, with your thin, greasy ass lips, you fucking slut. You're a fucking bitch. Go ahead and get on the website. Order yourself a little dumbass little fucking t-shirt. Why don't you fucking do that, you stupid slut, instead of just sitting there at the end of this fucking video, and then you're gonna sit there at the end of this, and then you're just gonna be like, wow, Todd, you're such a fucking retard. Why'd you listen to the end of your own podcast? Because I'm the only one that sticks around this long. Fuck you, Dalton. Fuck you, Michael. Spike, you're the best. Everyone else, suck my dick from the back.
This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.